Naked on the toilet with a toothbrush in his mouth, when he suddenly acquired an overwhelming sense of doubt. Every single piece of baggage he'd been holding on his back was beginning to dig in, and his back began to crack. And when he finally broke up, he found that he'd been breaking down. Little body, little soul, little shrapnel on the ground. And so he started to examine, from the clumsy to the cute, from the fat cat to the destitute, from the chat fat cat to the mute. Oh, earthly pleasure, ring out from the rigors of this road. Earthly pleasure, ring out from the caverns of my soul. Then suddenly he found himself in 1822, and he was in another body, in a heavy sort of suit. He was surrounded, but he'd started making plans to make a run, when they called to him, "Son, cock your gun." And so he did as all the others had already done. He put his finger on the trigger and he got him some. And though he don't like to admit it, it was sensual and pure, and he changed that day, though he can't be sure if it's the sickness or the cure. Earthly pleasure, ring out from the rigors of this road. Earthly pleasure, ring out from the caverns of my soul. So there he was in front of her divine simplicity, and she was speaking Esperanto and drinking ginger tea. As she inquired about the reason for his visit here today, well, he just said, "No reason, and I really shouldn't stay." And so he thought that she would think that he was some kind of freak, and that he'd go back to the grind, and that he wouldn't last a week. But she didn't, she just sighed and uttered softly with a smile, "Sit down, dear child, what's on your mind?" And so he frantically described to her the kingdom at her feet, as she continued with her manicure and poured another tea. As he recounted tales of misery and suffering and pain, she was yawning at the ceiling, so he had to up his game. The only thing your children cherish is to move up the ranks. Lucifer is in our court, Beelzebub is in our banks, and if you don't cooperate with us, we'll hound you till you're dead. So she granted him a wish and let him write it on her head, and when he read it back to her, this is all it said: "Earthly pleasure,